Q92's state dance coverage is brought to you by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Warren Trigestead, CCM Health, Montevideo, United Prairie Insurance Agency, United Prairie Bank, Lee Motor Company, B. Johnson Electric, Pro Image Partners, Ag Processing Incorporated, Erickson Chevrolet, Ag Plus Cooperative, Syngenta Seeds, Appleton Area Health, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Miller Services Incorporated. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. It's also brought to you by Kluver Law Office, Bosing Chiropractic, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Heartland Eye Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Lund Implement Company. State dance brought to you by Zarbach Memorials in Madison, Madison Dental Clinic, Greg Cole Electric in Madison, and Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Thanks for joining us for coverage of state dance action right here on 92.1 FM with Paul Ramo.
Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports, broadcasting live from Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. You can hear the cheers in the background. That's Class 3A. They just found out the last six teams that are going to dance in the finals later tonight in AAA. A lot of people here at Target Center right now, but we got some special guests with me at courtside. Here we got Lock Pro Valley, Dawson Boys Shadows, Coach Lisa Johnson and Sarah Norman. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Are you having the time of your life so far?
We are. Very fun.
What a great day so far. Congratulations on making it into the finals here in about an hour.
Thank you. Yeah.
Talk about the routine and how you thought they did.
Sure. They danced really, really strong. Probably one of their best performances of the year. We have a couple things we're going to work on in the next hour here to tweak a little bit and make a little bit better. But it was a strong performance, and we couldn't be any more proud of them.
Sarah?
They were fabulous. It is every weekend we ask them, you know, just do better than the weekend before, and they seem to always rise to the occasion. And, you know, last weekend at sections, it was the best, and they came out here for preliminaries, and it was even better, so it was good.
All right. Well, you danced last of the 12 teams earlier this afternoon. Now you're going to go first.
Yeah.
What's that? How's that feel?
Well, I think it was kind of...
Not, is that good or bad?
Well, we're fine with it. I mean, at this point, we didn't really care as long as they called our name.
Yeah.
But we kind of I knew that we would dance first, and I've said it all week. We'll dance first for finals. And Sarah said, no, 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 we'll never dance first for finals. And they called our name, you know, first. Yeah. I said, ha, I was right, Sarah. But we're okay dancing first. Zambrota's right after us, and we're happy to see them right after us. But really, with only six teams, scoring should be pretty consistent and well.
Okay. Wyomille danced third, a silhouette. St. Charles fourth, Frazee fifth, sixth, Holy Family Catholic. I want to talk about Frazee. That's the first time I've seen that.
Yep.
They used a narrative jazz routine without music. Mm-hmm. They had music in the background, but a person talking to us, telling the story.
Yep.
The dancing was great, but that made me uncomfortable a little bit, just to be honest with you.
It was something different, I guess, that you don't see very often,
right.
Especially in Class A teams, just because it does make it probably harder. You don't have the music to count, so you really kind of have to rely on maybe the voice of the person talking or your teammate, you know, trying to count it, I guess. It was different.
It was very different.
Yep. Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they have been known to do many different things, and some years it works for them, and some years it doesn't. I'm excited to see what happens this year for them.
Okay. Yeah, talk about, tell our listeners a little bit about the jazz routine, how it came about, the theme and the music and stuff. Who was in charge of that?
Well, I actually submitted to Sarah.
Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah. That's what we do. We submit songs to each other.
Our ideas.
Yeah. And it was actually the song today that Sartell St. Stephen's danced to Landslide by the Dixie Chicks. And immediately, within minutes, she had sent, how about this instead if we want to do Dixie Chicks? And it was not ready to back down, or I'm not ready to make nice. And the first time I listened to it, there wasn't a doubt in my mind that we would dance to that song.
Yeah.
And so that was probably in March of last year, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Right
and
after
so,
the championship.
Yeah. And I had never really listened to that song before, to be honest. And so from that moment on, I knew that was going to be our song.
Yeah. And it, I mean, it's an old song. I mean, popular back. I don't know. I wasn't in high school. I was older than high school. But, you know, it's just one of those songs that, yeah, you kind of forget about. And then when I sent it, I'm like, I think this will be a good one. And it just kind of went from there. Yeah. So
the choreography is amazing. I've watched jazz for a long time, and it's very difficult what they're doing. But,
yeah,
man, those girls make it look so easy.
Yeah,
how do they do that?
They are one talented group. I mean, if anyone would have been at our very first practice of the season back in October, it was a Saturday morning, and we just, like, stared at each other, and we were trying to
figure out the first, like, what is the first count you move on?
Yeah, we couldn't even count the music. We couldn't even, like, put together, like, how it was even going to start. And then within 4 hours, it was, like, something just happened, and we were like, holy cow, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. Last Saturday, I told you that before, it brought tears to my eyes. I've seen it before, but for some reason, in Montevideo Saturday, it really got me because of the emotion you saw on the girls.
Yeah, they really do play up the emotions on them. That's one thing, too. I mean, they have the talent and the skill to do the moves, but they really wanted to this year also show more of the expression and the emotion on their faces. And we're like, yeah, as long as you can do it.
Yeah, the first performance, we said, you can do whatever you want with your faces. And they kind of talked about it a little bit because that is a big seller in dance.
Yep.
You know, that face really pulls people in. And after that first performance, I thought, I guess we don't need to talk about that anymore.
Awesome. So you got the six teams, YME Silhouettes in the mix too. Last year's state runners-up behind you guys.
Yeah.
Their routine.
Their routine, probably another great song of all time, Home Sweet Home. They danced really, really well in prelims, and they needed to that top 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Very, very, very close in points.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's right. You know how you scored.
We know, very close. And so they need to have a really good performance, and I know they can. They're YME.
They're YME.
So once they get that under their belt, I think they have a shot at the medals.
Okay. All right, I got to talk. You were interviewed, you and your sister Julie were interviewed by WCCO-TV just a while ago.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was fun.
Did they interview the girls too?
They interviewed Lily and Grace as well, and then Julie and I. And they were so sweet and so kind, and they just wanted to know everything about the dance world.
Susan Lisbeth.
She is actually from Georgia, so she is not familiar with the dance team world and West Central Minnesota, where dance team is becoming huge.
Yep.
So she just soaked it all in, and just we had a great time.
Yeah, they interviewed me too, and I told them, cut me on the floor, edit it. But yeah, the Minnesota High School League does a great job with that this year. They kind of got a media thing under the tunnel here, so where everyone goes. So
they actually came out on the floor after they announced finalists, and the security guards came up to Julie and I and said, "We need you in the back," and we got and they like escorted us off and said, "WCCO needs to meet with you now," and we're like,
Holy cow.
That was really fun.
Yep, that's good. Now you're on KOKP Radio.
You're right.
Even better.
That's like a vocal celebrity status here for Lisa. So.
We're making a celebrity out of you too.
Yeah.
So. All right, fun time, though. That's going to air at 6 o'clock, Susan Elizabeth told me. So.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. See how they piece all that together.
Yeah.
Well, much overdue. You know, your sister, how long has she been here doing state for YME and you?
Oh, quite a while for Julie as well, yeah. She actually probably started coaching even before I did at YME, and took a few years off when her kids were little, but yeah, they run a great program.
Yeah, Chris Nerdahl, is it?
Yeah.
I interviewed her a little bit ago with Courtney Winder, and Chris said she's been there coaching 21 years.
Yeah, I think Julie's probably right around that same, maybe that same time, too.
Yep.
So.
All right. High Kick tomorrow. A little preview on that. You ready for High Kick?
Oh, the girls will be ready tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had a great practice last night. We had a great time last night here in downtown Minneapolis, and they'll be ready to roll because we're going to do some Radisson Olympics tonight.
Oh, yes. The Radisson
Olympics.
So that
always gets them prepared for the next day. So.
There's some smack talk going on upstairs about the champions last year, smack talking a little.
All right, tell her this is what the Radisson Olympics is.
Well, okay, so the Radisson Olympics is where the girls in each of their rooms, they have to come up with a short little skit, and it can be whatever they want it to be. It can be singing, it can be dancing, it can be acting. They can only use the stuff in the room or whatever they've brought with them to wear. They can't bring any extra items. They come down one by one, and Lisa and I and Bailey and Kylie, and we'll have a special guest judge this year, will judge the routines. We will pick out
A lady fall on the steps by us here. She's going to be okay, I think.
And we'll pick the winners from there. And I'm not really certain what they win, other than they get to smack talk.
Pride.
All right. At the motel, then.
Yes.
Fun time. That's fun. That's for sure.
We've seen many different things. So
I interviewed Lydia and Madeline Hoff a little while ago, and they actually had tears, talking about their time as a shadow, and they wish they still were doing that.
Yeah.
It was a very emotional interviewing them. So
it's been a pretty spectacular 5 years.
It definitely has. It's been amazing.
Talk about these seniors. They're going to dance their last jazz performance as seniors. What's going through their minds, you think?
Yeah, it's Josie Munsterman, Paige Torstenson, Aaliyah Schomer, and Addie Oy, our four seniors on the jazz team. So, like we said before, it's the prelims. Just go out and do your best.
Give it all. It's your last one.
Yep. So it's going to be emotional.
Yeah, it will be. And there's no doubt that they will do, they'll rise to the occasion again and make it the best one.
All right, Lisa, Sarah, thanks for taking the time. It's a fun time. I got a great seat here, don't you?
You do.
Right on the floor. It's awesome. So.
We can see you perfectly. We're right up there. Girls right up there on top in the orange.
Oh, in the orange.
They're ready to roll.
I see them.
We told them, get ready, so they're ready.
Yeah. All right, they're good. Best of luck for the awards here, and we'll probably talk to you in the tunnel afterwards.
Sounds good.
We're hoping for back-to-back state champions, right?
That's the plan.
It's always the plan,
right? That's right.
All right, thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks.
Lisa Johnson, Sarah Norman, coaches for the Shadows. In about, 5:30? 5:30, they're going to start dances, right?
Yep, 1 hour.
Yep, 1 hour from now, the Shadows will perform. We'll be on the air about 5:15 with Ken Franske, D.D. Schomer, here from the Target Center in Minneapolis. Back to you at the studios, Maynard.